RNIB uses campaigning in many aspects of its work. It can be done locally and nationally, but we're looking for more people to get involved. Clay Nash is with us from RNIB. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Alan.
So we're going to talk about the campaign groups that people can join up with. Why is that so important to have more people getting involved?
Well, I think it's a great starting point for anybody who's interested in campaigning to improve things in their local area, but isn't quite sure where to start. If you're interested in connecting with other volunteers as well, or, you know, just getting to be part of a community of like-minded people where you can discuss what's going on, what you'd like to change, and how you go about making that change, I think can be really empowering and a lot of fun.
When it comes to campaigning, people probably think, well, I need to be a good speaker, I need to be good with dealing with politicians and things like that. So do people get some training if they really want to get involved even more than just bouncing around ideas?
Oh, absolutely. So our campaigns discussion group is only one of the sort of, like I said, starting points. We run training sessions quite regularly within our team for people who are interested in, you know, having conversations with decision makers, or they want to do some public speaking. We also do a lot of training around campaigns planning, how to develop your own campaign and sort of the strategy that goes in behind that. So our campaigns discussion group, it provides that platform to get involved and hear about what campaigns we're working on sort of nationally, but then it can give a jumping off point where people can look at how they might want to make some changes locally related to what we're doing. So we have one national campaigns discussion group, and it meets every first Friday of the month online on Teams. And we try to theme each month on a different topic of interest. So last month we had our policy officer, Eric, come along and talk about our big travel survey that we've done recently, but specifically on bus travel. So different aspects of accessible bus travel, whether it's audio announcements, bus stops and sort of bus stop bypasses and different forms of infrastructure that people with sight loss can find really difficult to navigate. And we talked about what we were going to be doing with that work and how people could get involved in their local area related to that. So every month is different, but we try to base the topics on what people are interested in. So every month we'll ask what people are interested in talking about the next time, and we try and get everything in as much as we can.
And these discussions can lead to action being taken or supporting current action as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So we make sure that when we have a speaker come along, they talk about how people can get involved further. So whether it's focus groups, we recently had a session on employment and benefits, so related to the Department for Work and Pensions welfare reforms that have gone on. And linked to that, we directed people to focus groups where they can input into RNIB's response to that, and then encouraging them to write to their MPs as well as part of our e-action. But there are lots of different points where people can then go off and do supported actions or take it forward on their own with the support of the area campaigns team.
Really important then for the campaigns team to get that lived experience from people and to get people who are blind and partially sighted involved, because it hammers home the point more for a campaign, or if people have to go and get involved talking to MPs, councillors or rallies or whatever, that lived experience is vital.
Yeah, definitely. MPs are always going to be wanting to hear from people in their constituencies who are experiencing problems. And the people in those areas that know the problems best are the people living in them. So, you know, blind and partially sighted people in that area going and talking to their MP is always going to be way more impactful than having myself as an area campaigns officer who covers the whole patch, having somebody be able to go along and talk about the truth of their experience and what they experience day to day in their environment is hugely important. And I think that the campaigns discussion group is a really good place to get people involved in that. And it also feeds into our own campaigning work as well. We get to hear back from an incredible group of people with lived experience on how we go about shaping that and ensuring that we are campaigning about things that people care about and that affect people with sight loss.
You mentioned these take place on Teams, but if people aren't that tech savvy, can they join by phone as well?
Oh, absolutely. So we can arrange for people to be dialed in via phone if people don't use Teams. But what I would suggest is that people email us at campaigns@rnib.org.uk if they are tech savvy, or they can call the helpline on 0303 123 9999, and they can direct you to the campaigns team, and we can make sure you're dialed in for that meeting every month.
Fantastically, let's hope more people do get involved in the groups. Vital work, and that lived experience really counts. But for the moment, thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
It's been great to talk to you.